Friends, to live a life of beauty and fulfillment is truly to live a life full of worth. Today, August 23rd, one of the patriots in our nation celebrates such a life, the Reverend Dr. Colin Archer. On August 23rd, in 1961, 63 years ago, Reverend Dr. Colin Archer received a call from God, a call to him to enter the vocation of ministry. It was an experience that he had on his family's patio in Chippingham in New Providence. At this very same time, the foundations were being laid for St. Michael's Methodist Church, as that church was founded and had its first several years of meetings on the patio of the Archer's home, the same place where Dr. Archer, on August 23rd, 1961, received his call to sacred ministry. With thousands, we thank God for Dr. Colin Archer and for his their wife, Marjorie Archer, a wife of now more than five decades. Dr. Archer, over these 63 years, has been a proclaimer of good news, the good news of Jesus Christ. He has shared good news through his living. We recall the statement by Francis of Assisi, who said, "Go and share the good news. And if you must, use words." I do not know of anyone who encapsulates this more than Dr. Archer. He has, through the wholeness of his quiet, substantive life, with exemplary focus and competency, shared the good news of Jesus Christ. And this has happened over 63 years. He has advised national policymakers. He has provided consultancy at the highest level of ethical forums in our hospital system. Certainly, he would be well known for his leadership in the establishment of a national church, the Bahamas Conference of the Methodist Church. He led in the establishment of that national church, and he became the church's first president. August 23rd. 1961. Here in New Providence, the Reverend Dr. Colin Archer received his call to ministry. And the rest is history. Preacher of the good news, teacher of the way of Jesus, counselor for more than five decades, bringing to gather the best of the substance and spirit of the Christian faith and psychoanalytical theory. Prolific author, having written more books than any other Methodist person, and a leading author, not only in the body of Christ, but in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, in the region. He is the national voice of a celebrated radio program that now for decades has enhanced the life of thousands investing in being human. He is a mentor to clergy persons, to professionals, to all who would open their life to him. And so we celebrate today, August 23rd, the 63rd anniversary of Colin Archer's call to ministry. We thank God for you, Dr. Archer. I am so thankful that I count myself as one of your mentees. My life has been enriched by your being one of my mentors. And so I say thank you on this day for how you have helped to frame and form my approach to sacred ministry. I pray that all of us will receive Dr. Archer's encouragement to pray for him today, and that we would move from prayer to register our thankfulness for him in ways that are filled with beauty and gratitude. One of Dr. Archer's mentors is the global icon, the late Dr. Howard Thurman. An audio recording of one of Dr. Howard Thurman's lectures is attached to this post. May the blessings of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you now and always, my dear brother Colin, your dear wife Margie, Sharon and Kevin, Sharon's household, all of your grandchildren, the world community is richer because you received that call from God on August 23rd, 63 years ago, 1961, and you have been faithful and fruitful to that call. Blessings to you.